There's a story about you in Muskogee, and you loved fried chicken.
Uh-huh.
How did you get that fried chicken?
Well, I joined the Elks Club. They had the best fried chicken on Wednesday night. My brother-in-law was going to join the Elks Club. His father belonged. This dream house I built was along with about five houses on 40 acres. So I was going to join for all the five of us. Then I heard that the initiation was pretty bad.
What was the initiation?
I'm not going to say. It was pretty bad. But anyway, I went. And my brother-in-law decided he didn't need to go if I was going. So I went. It wasn't bad, except today I would have walked out because it's pretty redneck.
That's what threw you off, is their attitudes about blacks.
Yes. They said there'd never be a black in here, and if there were, they'd be working behind the counter, but they're not. And so don't ever embarrass yourself by bringing one here. So then we had to go around the room and introduce ourselves and tell them our occupation and family situation. Can you imagine me with this voice standing up? I thought, what am I going to do? I'm not going to say I'm a decorator. So I stood up and said, in the deepest voice I could get, I'm Charles Vaudre. I'm self-employed, and I'm single, and sat back down. But I got the fried chicken.
Did you go back then on a regular basis?
Yes. We all went Wednesdays. I hadn't built my house. When I had my groundbreaking, we did a flatbed hay ride, and we went from our house to the Elks Club on the wagon and had fried chicken.
But you got into the club without doing all these bad things, or did you have to?
Oh, I didn't have to. That was my brother-in-law scaring us.
I have another note here that somebody said you never charged enough in your shops or whatever, or for your design work. Was there something to that?
Well, I don't know. Mary Cooper would say that.
And then what about a purple Christmas tree in your life? Was there a purple Christmas tree?
There was a pink one. It was the year after my father died. I bought one of those spray kits and sprayed the tree and burned up the vacuum sweeper and sprayed the patio pink. It was not a good Christmas tree.
Why pink?
The year my father was dying, Mrs. Harris, the mean lady, sent a little pink tree. And so I thought, well, it's a start.
A start?
Mm-hmm. You know, we liked it.
And so everybody comes around for Christmas to this pink Christmas tree. And you probably thought, hey, it's kind of cool. It's different.
Well,
it's breaking a tradition.
Yes.
And then there are those who say that you've been very helpful in helping them get started in shops and all that. Have you enjoyed doing that?
I hope so.
So you've given out beyond yourself in design work, but those people who come to you and say, I want to do something, you enjoy helping them.
Yes.